Kevin Lee's first class was canceled this morning. The freshman from Pittsburgh couldn't sleep in, but went to his job as an office assistant to the president.
That sounds good to me.
Do you have any interesting ideas about how we could make it better?
Lee has worked here since he began studying at Paul Quinn College. He's a business and pre-law major and thinks learning how to work in an office is a huge part of his education.
There's students that may go to Yale or Harvard, but when they graduate, they don't have any work experience.
Half of the students at this small college already work on campus. The school wants the special work college designation. Only 7 schools in the country, all in rural areas, have it now. President Michael Sorrell started a beta version last year, finding campus jobs for all the freshmen. This year, freshmen and sophomores have them.
It is a complete change in the way in which the institution has done business for the 140 plus years that it's been in existence.
Teachers are also becoming supervisors, for one thing, and the workers in groundskeeping, facilities, and security are suddenly a lot younger. On Monday, Sorrell had to do some impromptu teaching to his young employees.
I'm coming down the steps, and the steps haven't been swept good enough. So I go get a broom. I get some students. You know, I couldn't find all of them, right? And I teach them how you sweep the steps properly.
Sorrell took over this college in 2007 when it nearly lost its accreditation. He got a lot of attention when he axed the football program and turned the field into a farm. It was his answer to the food desert in the poor neighborhood where the school is located. Students work on the farm and sell the extra food. Victoria Wilson is dean of the work program. She finds jobs for the students and makes sure they're actually doing them.
It's not just throwing the students out in the field to pick cucumbers. We're all role models. We're all mentors for them.
Sorrell is also cutting tuition in half to $14,000 a year. The $10 an hour that the students earn through work study money will shave a few thousand more off the bill. It will take Paul Quinn 2 years to qualify as a work college. The program was born in Appalachia to offer poor students a chance to go to college. Robin Taffler runs the Work Colleges Consortium and gets lots of inquiries from schools interested in this model, but who find that the government requirements aren't worth the fuss.
You have to have all these things operating smoothly before the Department of Ed will even come in. And typically, it isn't something that you can just do in 2 years.
Taffler looks forward to welcoming an 8th member to her fold of work colleges, especially a historically black college in a large urban area. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.